Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the United States-Mexico border while in El Paso, Texas on Friday. Harris, who President Biden put in charge of solving the self-induced crisis at the southern border, has faced accusations of ignoring the crisis. The White House on Wednesday replaced the regulator who oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac hours after a Supreme Court ruling enabled President Biden to fire President Trump's appointee. The removal of libertarian economist Mark Calabria as Federal Housing Finance Agency director gives Biden more control over the industry. A historic and potentially deadly heat wave is focused on the Pacific Northwest this weekend into early next week, with record temperatures in cities like Portland, Oregon and Spokane, Washington. Parents looking for child care options will see much higher prices. Child care costs have been growing twice as fast as inflation, according to the Center for American Progress. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As police data debunks President Biden's push for gun control, one lawmaker says we have a criminal problem. Dan Naraki explains.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The CDC is suggesting there's a small link between some COVID-19 vaccines and mild heart inflammation in younger males. Dr. Fauci sounds the alarm on CBS News.
This virus is a more transmissible virus.
Right.
Therefore, children will more likely get infected with this than they would with the alpha variant.
Those with the condition are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen. Dr. Jeanette Neshwat on Fox News says the benefits outweigh the mild side effects.
Remind them of the benefits of being vaccinated. Number one, it's going to protect you. You'll be safer. It'll keep you, from getting really sick and keep you out of the hospital. And then just think of the benefits of easily maneuvering around, whether it's for travel, whether it's for school. It'll just make your life a lot easier and safer all around. And then also think of the fact that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're potentially protecting other people in the community. For example, there are some people that can't mount an appropriate, robust immune response to the vaccine. There are some people that are allergic to some of the ingredients of the vaccine. So overall, all around, you're helping not only yourself, but others in the community as well.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in his prison cell near Barcelona on Wednesday, hours after Spain's high court ruled that he could be extradited to the United States, where he faced tax evasion charges. McAfee's lawyer says he apparently hanged himself. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We're still in Dallas, Texas. No, it's not a nightmare, and it's a beautiful dream here. We're here for NRB 2021, and we have Neil Mammon in the house here. Neil, it's been a while since you and I talked, and a lot has happened. What has it been, almost 2 years?
Since? At least. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So, you know, good to have you here so that we can get an update on what's going on with, you know, Every Black Life Matters. You're executive vice president and co-founder of the organization. Tell us about it.
Well, we decided that, my wife noticed that many Christians were being fooled by the BLM movement, because they're not racist. They want to declare that they're not racist,
right,
but yet the BLM movement is a Marxist organization. They practice witchcraft. They don't believe in fatherhood. They don't believe in biblical sexuality. And yet a lot of Christians were attracted to that because they didn't have an avenue to express that they weren't racist. So we talked about it, and I contacted Kevin McGarry of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and I said, hey, you guys need to start something. He went to the national office. They said, well, we're a bit busy right now. You and Neil should start something. So we ended up having to be the ones to do it. Yeah. So we decided that we need to have a response, a biblical response, a patriotic response, a free market response to BLM, but it was still standing for black lives. Because while every life does matter, black lives are under attack right now. Because if you look at what's happened in the last few years, by the government,
yes,
there's been a concerted attack on the black family, because right now something about 72% of all black kids are born in fatherless homes.
Exactly.
As a direct result of welfare policies paid by the government to actually take the father out of the house. So we said we gotta be in the same lane. Yeah, black lives do matter, but every black life matters.
Exactly. And beyond that, every life matters, because to God, God is life.
He doesn't see the difference.
That's right, exactly. I mean, hey, look, we have a good God that's colorblind, thank God, you know. And we need to follow his lead. And, and of course, before then, all this since 1973, Roe v. Wade, this is the irony of it all. You have people saying Black Lives Matter going, wait a minute, do you realize what kind of Holocaust has been going on?
Genocide
that's been taking place since 1973.
Yeah.
What, 40% of the abortions have been...
If you think about it, there are 44 million African Americans today, and there would be 64 million. So almost 50%, there would be 50% more African Americans, but 20 million of them were killed in abortions. And this is targeted, by the way.
Yes.
Margaret Sanger back in the 30s said, we don't want the word to get out that we want to eradicate the Negro race.
Right.
And she was a eugenicist, and she was looking to purify the race.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't take that quote out of context. That is the context.
That is, exactly. And but again, this is what ignorance does. And how, through this consuming, you know, culture that we have. It's all about consuming. It's all about convenience. And, we're pregnant, so how do we do this? How do we erase, supposedly this mistake, right?
But the government has been very proactive in pushing that because we're funding abortions.
Exactly.
But now, so you have to understand how this all works. So let's say I run into a BLM protester, and I ask, and we want to do this in a kind and loving way, because
sure.
Many of them are not the violent kind. They're, in fact, many of them are just kids.
Yeah, right.
You just bought into this.
Exactly.
If you see a BLM protester, and we recommend, you can go to our website, www.everyblm.com, everyblm.com. And so if you see them, you don't want to get into arguing with them. Just say, do Black Lives Matter to you? And, of course, they're going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, well, let me ask you this. You know that because of government policies in the welfare area, 73% of African American kids are born in fatherless homes. So as a result of that, there's more violence, gangs, mm-hmm. Drugs, suicides, low literacy rates, and guess what? Young women start to get sexually active earlier because they're looking for their father figure, looking for belonging, right?
Exactly.
So do you think those fatherless black kids matter?
Right, exactly.
And of course, they're going to have to say yes, because what are they going to say? No.
You know? Right.
And then you say, well, as a result of those government policies, now we have bad schools. The inner city schools are horrible. They're full of violence and crime and everything. And so these young black men and women are coming out with an 18% literacy rate.
Right.
Now, back in the 1930s, at the height of Jim Crow, the literacy rate was something like 70%.
Exactly.
Right? So it's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, 68% of black parents would like a voucher to send their kids to something besides a gang-infested public school.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the unions and a certain party won't let them do that.
Well, we know that. I mean, it's been the Democratic Party. It's in their platform.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to call it out for what it is. And this is why more people of color have realized the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get out of the emotion, because it's very difficult when somebody's at the emotional level, because then it's just, it becomes an argument. That's why these probative questions that you ask are bridge builders to a reason-to-reason opportunity.
Right.
But if they can't reason...
Yeah, then you're lying.
You're going to end up maybe in a very heated argument that could lead to something even more complicated.
So we said, those school children, Black Lives Matter,
yes, right?
And then the last thing we do, and we have a little pamphlet that you can download on our website that goes through this, and the last thing we say is, if Black Lives really matter to you, then to the baby Black Lives Matter, because 20 million African-American babies have been killed by Planned Parenthood and other abortionaries. But 79% of all Planned Parenthoods are located within walking distance of our African-American community.
Yeah.
By design. My question is why? Because they only consist of 13% of the population. So why would 79% be in there? And why are funds going to kill them? So do those baby Black Lives Matter to you, right?
Exactly.
And of course they're going to say yes. At which point you can say, so really, you're not really on BLM side, because everything I told you about BLM is against or for the bad part.
Right, exactly.
And so you should be with every Black Lives Matters, and you should come with us, and we can solve these problems, because they're not hard to solve.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is we're upping the ante. You care about black lives that were killed by police officers? That's okay. We agree that there needs to be some criminal justice reform. But what we're saying is that we need to up the ante, and millions of babies of African Americans are being killed and being affected. Aren't those the more important problems we should be dealing with?
Exactly. And if anything truly is systemic, that is systemic.
It is. It definitely
is. When you really understand that in every aspect of life that, blacks and people of color are subjected to.
Yep.
And it's by design. It's by government. And it makes you wonder, and you go, okay, why? And we go, can you say control?
Well, not a control, but they want to keep this population in a lower, poorer, unable to influence America. And so that is systemic racism, when they're actually purposely doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is, you can see this happen.
Exactly.
And they don't care.
Well, but I'll tell you, more and more are starting to, and that's why they're freaking out. I think that's one of the reasons why they've opened up the southern border the way they are, because these are new Democratic voters, because they don't know better, which on one hand they think they don't know better, but the other hand is that in some cases these people are coming from socialist, communist countries, and where there's oppression, and they're going, hey, and they come here and they go, what is going on,
Yeah, and most of those are Catholic faith and they're pro-life, so if you think that...
Well, and that's the other thing, too, because, Neil, like I get beat up all the time. I mean, and people are critical of me. They say, "Well, you're Hispanic. I mean, you should do this." I go, you have no, you don't even have any clue whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am Hispanic, but I'm also God fearing and God loving and people loving, and I want what's best for all sides. And then I go, "Do you want to talk about human trafficking? Do you want to talk about these young boys that have incredible amount of potential and they're being used as drug mules by the cartel? I mean, how much are you really aware?" You know, it's the same thing like Black Lives Matter and these other things that we're talking about in our culture today. And I am so grateful for all the great work you've done and how you've empowered the people. We're going to continue this conversation. Stay with us. We got more from Neil after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
When you speak, I'm found in the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with the light.
Jeremy Camp's new song, When You Speak. And, you know, it's often interesting how people hear the voice of God, Neil. And, you know, as the prophet himself realized, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake or, you know, a loud sound or anything like that. It was with a whisper. And sometimes we have to be still.
Amen.
Be still and know that God is God, that all these things that we're dealing with and we're trying to co-labor with Him on, He is in charge and He's got a plan for all this. And, you know, I think that, you know, here it is for what happened, you know, when the children of Israel were participating in idolatry and, in a sense, that was, you know, ancient history, but ancient types of abortion and the elimination of children. And God said, I don't know how'd you come up with this idea? You know, I never asked, I never required that. You know, but this is the human mind and what we've gotten to, that you can have somebody like a Margaret Sanger think it's absolutely okay to annihilate people on purpose, by design, and then to get other people, political figures, whether it's Hillary Clinton, you know, go on down the line of, you know, Democratic leaders over the years who've been awarded a Margaret Sanger Award. And it's like all honor and glory. But it's interesting, with all the cancel culture they go after, it's amazing how they've avoided some of those areas. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How old are now? The New York Planned Parenthood did come out and say Margaret Sanger was a racist.
Right, right.
And what's interesting now is, like, we were in a city in Wisconsin a few a month ago or so, and Kevin McGarry, my co-founder, said to the mayor, said, look, if you really want to show you're not a racist, because they were trying to come up with a non-racist, critical race theory stuff, and said, if you really want to show you're not a racist, you should condemn Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Oh, and that was, they got really upset about that. There was a tweet war going
on. I bet. That hit a little too close to home, right? But, you know, the thing is that, because of this relevant culture that we live in and the abandonment of God's truth and principles, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Why things in a way are just so confusing. And, you know, I my prayer is, God, how much longer? When is there a voice? Is there many voices? Because even when Billy Graham, and I was so honored to serve in Crusade 1985 in Los Angeles, there was absolutely amazing. I could tell you the stories. We could be here all day talking about the experiences and the miracles that happened. But it was just so, you know, so amazing. And even Billy Graham would say, you know, before he died, which he rarely commented on anything that had to do with the, you know, the prophetic and that, he just said, yeah, we're living in the last of the last days. And I said, God, now that Billy's gone, who? And he says, many.
Yeah,
there's many voices, you know,
the remnants,
you know, like yourself and, you know, what you and, you know, Kevin McGarry have been able to, you know, construct here. It's lots of voices in lots of areas right now, because this culture is being attacked on so many levels from so many angles. Right.
Well, I mean, you could see it's definitely demonic. There's it's a spiritual battle, because you see, you look at something that's so obviously wrong and you go, isn't this obviously wrong?
Right.
And they're embracing it. I mean, think of critical race theory, where it's telling everybody who's, and so we fly around the country talking about critical race theory as well, because that's a huge thing. I mean, if you want to bring a race war between people, then tell one group of people that they're racist no matter what, and there's nothing they can do to fix it.
Exactly.
And you have to now be discriminated against in the future. Well, at some point, people are going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. It's always dangerous for a minority to make too many demands of a majority, especially when they're bad and false.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing that's so ludicrous about this, at least in my evaluation of it all, to your point, is that it doesn't make sense. And when you look at even the Black Lives Matter movement, such a small minority.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, we saw what happened in Germany. Not everybody was a fascist, only
10%. Yeah, yeah.
And they controlled 90%.
Because the rest were useful idiots.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, what happens? I mean, look what happened to us. I mean, you know, because of this pandemic, we all hunkered down in fear. We released our freedoms. We gave them over to Dr. Fauci and the government. And Lord have mercy. I mean, here we are. But thank God we're back at NRB a year later, because a year ago we were just coming into it, and at NRB, and we were in Nashville, and it was just starting to, you know, come across the horizon. But here we are today. We're in Texas and nobody's wearing masks. We can see everybody's face again. Thank God.
But the whole idea that we should trust the government, I think, is the biggest lie, and that's being exposed.
Exactly.
I mean, I know I can't believe how many Christians just say, oh, just trust the government. Let me ask you this. Is the government composes the evil people? Mm-hmm. Yes. Are there powerful evil people in government? Yes. So why would you trust powerful evil people, potentially powerful mm-hmm. evil people in government? You've got to verify everything. You've got to make sure they're telling the truth. And over again, we've been shown by this whole pandemic mm-hmm. or whatever, the scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, is that this is not that dangerous. This is not the Spanish flu. And what's even more amazing, astounding, is that Fauci himself came out and said most people who died of the Spanish flu back in the early 1900s
yeah.
didn't die from the virus. They died from bacterial infection, mm-hmm. which came about by wearing masks.
Interesting. Well, you know, the other thing, too, and they really tamped this down really quick. A couple of weeks ago, the CDC came back and said, hey, really, the actual death rate of COVID, only COVID deaths, we're not talking about comorbidities, we're talking people who died of COVID less than 5%. Less than 5%, we're talking less than, you know, our annual flu that happened, right?
Yeah.
And here it is. We stopped the economy. We've turned education up on its head. All the other things associated with this pandemic that's been out of control. Yeah. We've been in. So people need to learn. But getting back to trust real quick, I just want to go back.
Yeah.
Who does the Bible say to trust?
Well, only God.
Amen. Amen. So, see, and the reason I say that is because I had to go through that, not necessarily about a pandemic, but other things in my life. And I realized, you know, God had to call me aside and say, who are you trusting? And, you know, so, I got to go back to the Word. I got to go back and look at, you know, who I am to trust. And there's no doubt, you can only trust God. Because he's the same yesterday.
Amen. And this brings us all back to the whole issue with the Black Lives Matter, because the black community has been trusting the government for far too long.
Right.
When they shouldn't, because they've got a long history of knowing how bad the government was to the mm-hmm. black community. And the last person you want to trust is the government, because they've done the Tuskegee experiment.
Oh.
I mean, talk about all the bad things they've mm-hmm. done, even, you know, not to mention slavery.
Right.
So. But the American the goal, the American dream, if you will, was always independence.
Exactly.
Was always that guy out on the frontier, you know, farming or taking care of himself, doing his own thing in the family.
A God-given principle, Neil.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And the government is doing its best to make us all subservient to it. Why? Because there are individuals in the government who realize that the more the population is enslaved to them, the more free labor they get in a sense.
Exactly.
And the more they can... So a lot of this is basically a battle between good and evil. Just because there's a controlling, and this is exactly what the Bible says we're going to attend to, right?
Right.
One world government. And so that's exactly where this is heading. And we need to wake up.
That's the pretend one world government before we get the real deal. Because you always have the counterfeit precedes the legitimate, right? So we are, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading to a one world government, but we want the real one world government where Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's coming soon because, oh, by the way, he did rise and he is coming back.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, as you say about critical race theory and what it's done, I mean, here we are in today's America. We have more mixed marriages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking with my good friend, DeRoy Murdoch from Fox, and I said, DeRoy, what happens with these families? I mean, the kid comes, you know, from school, he's indoctrinated. He goes, hey, Mom, I found out, you know, at school today, you're good because you're black. Dad's white, he's bad.
He's evil. Right?
He's evil, yeah, exactly. Go, well, how, you know, what happens with that dinner conversation?
Here's the other problem. Think about those white kids. You know, they're taught that they're racist regardless of anything they do. You're dealing with the psyche of young kids who should not have to deal with this. Most young kids don't see color.
Yeah, I can tell you, where I grew up, we were mixed, and all we cared, because we all played baseball together, could you hit the ball? Can you throw the ball to first base? Can you tag the guy? That's it. We didn't worry about it. And it wasn't until I got to college, and then we had to start having race riots, and I go, oh my God, you are black. I had no idea. I mean, this is absurd. Yeah, and you're Mexican, too. Okay, yeah, well, go figure. Surprise, surprise. Neil Mammon has been our guest, Executive Vice President, co-founder of Every Black Life Matters, the website that they can go to?
Everyblm.com. Everyblm.com.
Neil, thanks for stopping in. I look forward. We got to continue this conversation. Look forward to having you
back.
Thank
you, Bill.
Take care. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the United States-Mexico border while in El Paso, Texas on Friday. Harris, who President Biden put in charge of solving the self-induced crisis at the southern border, has faced accusations of ignoring the crisis. The White House on Wednesday replaced the regulator who oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, hours after a Supreme Court ruling enabled President Biden to fire President Trump's appointee. The removal of libertarian economist Mark Calabria as Federal Housing Finance Agency director gives Biden more control over the industry. A historic and potentially deadly heat wave is focused on the Pacific Northwest this weekend into early next week, with record temperatures in cities like Portland, Oregon and Spokane, Washington. Parents looking for child care options will see much higher prices. Child care costs have been growing twice as fast as inflation, according to the Center for American Progress. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're live from NRB 2021 in Dallas, Texas, having a great time. And with us now is Bob Recker. Hey, Bob.
Good, hey, Bill. Good to be with you, brother.
My gosh. After all this time, I'm just so excited to talk about something that's been heavy on our hearts. And, you know, fatherlessness. You know, it's America's epidemic.
It really is.
Here we've come out of this pandemic, but this has been an epidemic that has been, you know, long ignored.
Yes, and it's growing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and you say that, you know, again, just to reinforce this, ladies and gentlemen, just so you have some numbers in the background here to consider, an estimated 24, almost 25 million children, that's 33% of our kids, live absent their biological father. And of students in grades 1 through 12, 39%, almost 18 million live in homes absent their biological fathers. That's not a good formula.
Oh, it's staggering, and it keeps increasing. That's what's amazing. And when you look at the issue of fatherlessness, Bill, there's the physical absence, fatherlessness, but then you look at emotional fatherlessness, where they're there, but they're not engaged, or the spiritual fatherlessness, where there's no spiritual leadership, or the relational fatherlessness, where they aren't focused on building a relationship with their kids. They're maybe providing, they may be doing, you know, certain things, but they are not engaged with that relationship building, helping those those kids become everything they were created to be.
Exactly. You know, I just interviewed the former general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm from Southern California. I grew up.
Right.
You know, Dodger Blue, Dodger Life, everything else. And Kevin Malone is just a sincere and just a super man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gone through that exact cycle. And they just did a documentary about his son, Sean, called The Sean Miracle.
Wow.
And what happened was Kevin realized just what you were saying about those fathers that were so committed to being successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he told me, you know, and I didn't really think about this, you know, because you think baseball season, you know, maybe
right.
8-9 months out of the year, you know, you get, you know, 2-3 months of break. He goes, Bill, no, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on going. And here I am. I was focused on winning teams, you know, hiring the right guys for
right.
the job, players, all this good stuff. And I ignored my son.
Yeah, and they end up being collateral damage without being meant
exactly.
to be collateral damage.
Exactly. And there was no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Kevin, you know,
yeah.
didn't love his son. He loved
sure.
his son. He was providing for his family.
Right.
And the collateral damage almost became his, you know, it did. It became his family. I mean, ultimately
right.
what happened was he comes home and Kevin is brain dead from a drug overdose.
Oh, my.
And there they are for a couple months in the hospital. The doctors are saying, hey, look, at you know, we need to get
yeah.
off of life support. This is too long. It's not going to happen. And, you know, Kevin and his wife are just praying nonstop, the sister
mm-hmm.
as well. And anyway, by the grace of God, you get the Sean miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, you know, not supposed to, suddenly gains consciousness.
Right.
And it's an incredible story. In fact, you can see it
wow.
for free. It's called The Sean Miracle.
Okay.
But relevant to the father aspect, and you know, and Kevin was very vulnerable and transparent.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about it because I said, Kevin, to be honest, I'm guilty of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we get involved in work and business. I've run radio stations.
Yeah.
And done all this stuff, and you have this responsibility, and your family gets ignored.
Right, right.
And, so, you know, guilty as charged.
Oh, there's no perfect dads. Mm-hmm. And what happens is we do get in the cycle of, you know, climbing, of accomplishing, of doing, of going, of being. And we forget
yes.
that those children are in the formative stage of growing to become something wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss it.
Yeah.
You know, the old song that was done a few years ago, Cats in the Cradle.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man. That
Harry
whole story.
Chapin, that haunts me.
That's right.
I was in L.A. radio at the time, and had an opportunity to do
uh-huh.
an interview with Harry Chapin. And Chapin was the kind of guy he's multi-talented, okay? So
uh-huh.
there was a lot of opportunities for him. And he said, you know, I'm just afraid I'm going to get to that point in my life, and said, I wish I'd have done that.
Yeah.
And he was, of course, he ends up dying early in a crash, as you know.
Right.
But that song to this day is haunting.
Oh, you know? And it's the perfect story of a dad who gets so busy and so engaged and so engrossed with everything else, and all the time his son's growing up saying, I'm going to be a lot like you, Dad, I'm going to be a lot like you. He retires, wants an opportunity to have some time with his son. His son doesn't have any time, and he realizes he's just like me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's scary as can be. And all of us, if we're not careful, find ourselves there so easily and so fast.
Bob, how do we do that? We have to really be intentional, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and see that, look, we don't want to lose that time because
right.
it is such a short period of time.
Right.
What are we talking about? You know, maybe 20 years, but even in that, I look at him, you know, God help me, see this in like 5-year segments,
mm-hmm.
that each child needs to learn something in each 5-year
yeah.
quadrant. If they don't, they get behind.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that is appropriate even for dads, is that, you know, when we miss those critical years,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're between 0 and 5 and then
oh,
5 and 10 and that sort of thing,
yeah.
you know.
Well, even though my book is entitled Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, Bill, and trying to repair what may have happened from the back end, let me go to the front end
mm-hmm.
with dads. And your point of how do we focus and change that? Well, let me just give a word of encouragement to dads and even granddads.
Mm-hmm.
It is proven by research, Bill, that when a dad is present and engaged emotionally and relationally with a child, they become healthier, they become happier, their grades are far better, they're 3 times more likely to get A's in school than those who don't have dads. They are incredibly gifted with mental dexterity, research has shown. Their empathy grows greater. Their self-control is far beyond what it is when there is no dad present or engaged. They have a tremendous ability to get jobs that are stable and last. Their own marriages are lasting and are much more stable and enjoyable. And in addition to that, they have the ability and capacity to form relationships far greater in just their sociological networks than the child that the dad is not present. Now, put all that together, and you think, that investment pays off far greater than the Dow Jones Industrial Average if you just invest there. Mm-hmm. So I want to just say to dads and granddads, take the time to do a self-assessment. How am I doing at investing in my kids and grandkids?
And it's not too late.
No, never, never, never.
Yeah, and I think that's the other encouraging word that dads and grandfathers and parents need to hear is that, with God we have the majority.
Yeah, boy.
And he is a redeeming God.
Yeah. And, you look at when Jesus Christ started his ministry and John the Baptist baptized him, you remember that it says, and suddenly a dove descended in the form of a Holy Spirit, and God's voice thundered, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Now think about that. He gave his Son identity and belonging. This is my beloved Son. Well, every dad and granddad ought to be saying, "I am so proud of you. You mean the world to me, whether it's daughter or son. I love you with all my heart. I will do anything for you to help you become everything you can be." That's what God the Father did. Then he said, "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He gave him a blessing, and he gave him that recognition that I delight in you. In fact, the Living Bible says, "In whom he finds his full delight." Mm. Do your kids know, your grandkids know, that you delight in them? Do your face just radiate when they come into your presence? And then he said, "And listen to him." He gave him credibility in the presence of others. Dads, granddads, when others are around, your kids' friends, your grandkids' friends, other adults, are you bragging on them in the presence of others? Those things are huge in building the emotional tank of a child.
Well, I'll tell you, these are great reminders, Bob, to help us all, especially, like you said, in affirming that child or that grandchild in front of others. My goodness, reward and recognition, better than gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, I had a biological dad who was a raging alcoholic. I would later, after being thrown from place to place and house to house, get adopted, but that dad was carrying a lot of baggage because he was an illegitimate child, had been forced to be living in a barn as he grew up, couldn't find belonging in his home, so he found it in a gang, and now he's my dad. So there was a lot of stuff there. Then I met my wife, Cheryl, and her dad, in many ways, became a surrogate dad. To your point, it's never too late. He poured into me the encouragement, the praise, the affirmation, the love, the support. So many would say, well, you were beyond childhood, so it couldn't be changed. That's not right
at all. And we got to go to a quick break.
Okay.
We've got more from Bob Record after this. Stay with us, 18 before the top of the hour.
All right, we have Goat Yoga Lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
With us, I'm Bill Martinez. We are here live in Dallas, Texas for NRB 2021, and our good friend Bob Record is with us. His book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, Hope for Healing and Preventing Infections Caused by Relational Wounds. You know, Bob, boy, I'll tell you, we are appreciating and learning more and more that the past really matters.
It really, really does. Yeah, and, you know, when you look at relational wounds with dads, I can't wait till September, because in September there's a new movie coming out called Show Me the Father. Mm. And it's about 5 men, professional football players, etc., some very key personalities, that people will be surprised at the absolute havoc of the past that they had with a relationship with the dad.
Right.
And it will be in national theaters. But it, again, is bringing to the forefront, we've got, as you said, an epidemic with the issue of breakdown of the fathers in home.
Exactly. Well, a good friend of ours, Lee Habib, I don't know if you're familiar with his movie, right, about fatherlessness. And it's amazing. 3 men, and they telling their stories.
Right.
And the thing that really grabs you is one man in particular. I don't know, he's got to be probably 40s, 50s, and he's in tears. And he goes, because I just wanted my dad to tell me when I was doing something wrong. I didn't even have my dad around to tell me that.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, and you think, wow.
Yeah, I heard a guy say that I've got a void in my heart and it's in the shape of a dad.
Wow.
What a statement.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that is referred to by men over and over and over from all races, backgrounds. It's just amazing. And you mentioned the incredible fatherlessness figure. One out of three come to the age of 18 without their biological dad. But if you go into the African-American community, tragically, it hits 65%. If you go into the inner cities, in the heart of them, it's 72 to 73% that are without a dad. And so as a result, you have a massive issue, and you have Mary Eberstadt of the Faith and Reason Institute, who did a major study and looked at the riots in the cities last fall. And she found that were the racial tensions present? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But underneath that, what they found as a key driver was three breakdowns. The breakdown in a father being at home, and therefore the kids were angry. Number two, they didn't have a comprehension of eternal father who loved them.
Yes.
And was an eternal father saying, I will be the father of the fatherless.
They're hopeless.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then as a result, the what they call patria in sociological terms, which is the ideal intended context, which is mom, dad, and kids, was dysfunctional. And so they said...
Okay.
Hello.
Everybody dance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grab your partner.
Yes, exactly. All of a sudden we had outside music coming. All right. Okay.
So, you know, you think, boy, even what we're seeing in the news reflects the issue of what we're talking about.
Exactly. And the thing consistent, like we were talking about earlier, is redemption.
Right.
Because even in Lee's story about the streets where my father, the story of hopelessness
right.
and redemption,
yeah.
these men were able to come back. So again, we're reminded and right. blessed by the idea that God hasn't given up on us.
Yeah. And to your point, it's never too late. And that's why in the book I focused on how do you, if you have those kind of wounds in the background, number one, know you've got them. Number two, how do you deal with forgiveness and going back and not letting the past dictate your future and present? And I get asked so many times, Bill, how do I know whether father wounds may be affecting me? In the third chapter of the book, we put a self-assessment tool that anybody in 5-10 minutes can go in and themselves do a self-assessment guide of, is it likely that I have father wounds that are affecting my life? In fact, we had so many requests that we now have put it on our website, just bobrecord.com, BOBRECCORD.com, and it has a picture of the book, and in the cycle of father wounds, you can just tap it there, and it'll download it, and you can do it for free.
Right, and then you get to at least apply a self-assessment.
Right,
right. right? And get an idea,
yeah.
because the thing is, like, with wounds, they can be so subtle.
That's so true.
And they're triggered by things that come out. You say, well, that's kind of non sequitur. I don't see the relationship, but yet it is.
Yeah, it is. And what happens is, just like a wound in the body happens, the breach of the skin damages the tissue underneath. Well, when a breach is happening in a relationship, by words, by actions, even by inactions. So, to your point, a lot of wounds are unintentional. If it goes down into that relationship, what happens is the tissue is damaged. What's the tissue in a relationship? Trust, love, adequacy, security. All those are impacted. And if they're not cared for and repaired, what happens is the infection
exactly.
carries with you. And you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. It metastasizes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you get married and it affects your marriage. And then you have kids and it affects how you father. And if you don't go back and deal with it and get that redemptive repair, that wholeness that only God can give, when you're willing to say, I'm not going to let it control me. I'm not going to let it be my master. That it will be what happens without question.
And this is all about personal responsibility.
Big time.
Right?
Yes.
Because the thing is, and we'll talk, we've got about 5 minutes left, and we want to touch on some of these government policies that come into play. And as Del Tackett has demonstrated time and again, is that there is a time and place for government,
sure.
but you know we can't substitute government
right.
for self-responsibility.
Not at all. In fact, if you go back to the Great Society that Lyndon Johnson put into place as president, it was to wipe away poverty in the inner city. It was to take care of all the needs that were there. We are now $22 trillion down the road.
I think it's closer to 30, Bob.
Is it?
Yeah, I was talking with Bob Benson about it.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, it's up there.
The point being, if you take those 18 and below in the inner city today, there's a higher degree of poverty and destitution than there was when that was started all that money.
After all that money, exactly. And that was my question to Bob Woodson. I said, what happened to the money? He goes, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money, you know where it went? Went to black bureaucrats.
Yep.
Sadly.
I mean,
their own people. So what?
Right.
You know, what are we doing here? We're misserving the people.
We are.
We've invested, and then today they're going, hey, we want reparations.
Yeah, it's a shell game.
Yeah, totally. But it's people being out of their lane.
Right.
And the other thing is that if Lyndon Johnson was genuine and really wanted to help people, at the time, the poverty level was only about 15%.
Exactly.
Right? So after all that investment, what have we done? We've barely moved in. In fact, it's gone the opposite.
It's gone the opposite.
And on top of that, what we've done is, you talk about slavery, you've enslaved their minds in such a way that they are less than.
Right. Yeah, and our founding fathers went to the point that anything that would work in this country with all our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence would only be for a moral and religious people who were self-responsible.
Exactly. Well, and here we are in today's culture. And there's a movement. There's an exchange, the big exchange like Romans talked about. It's our God versus the God of socialism,
right?
Yes. And so, and behind it is, just like it happened in Germany, Hitler said the big lie.
Yeah, all the Marxist underpinnings are there, and the Black Lives Matter movement, and all
critical
the other
race theory, stuff.
The cancel theory.
Exactly. Yeah. Getting rid of our history, rewriting history, and that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's law enforcement, whether it has to do with our history, am I saying it shouldn't be reformed? Hey, let's take a look at it.
Right.
But we don't need to, you know, throw it all away. I mean, even Martin Luther King understood that. He says, hey, I'm not about burning everything up and getting rid of everything.
So true.
I'm about reform.
So true.
And look at the impact that he's had to this day.
Yeah, exactly. And continues to have. And I have therapists and counselor friends who are both Christian and secular. All of them tell me, if dads would just step up and be the man that they need to be and lead their homes, we would be 80%. Cured of the problems we have to deal with day in and day out.
Exactly. And especially, I mean, here we are. I mean, we're dealing with basic things like, you know, we go back to the lie of, you know, what happened in the garden. Did God really say? People are so confused that we've lost context. I mean, there's no two sexes. You know, God, you know, it's clear. I made him male and female. Well, you know, in California, where I was born and raised, there's universities there that offer something like 63 options. What?
Yeah.
I mean, how confusing is that? But this is what's running rampant, like you said, without morality, without God's leadership and followership, and the dad's not, you know, stepping up. But again, and this is not a beat down on dads. I mean, we're all guilty. We've all fallen short. But I want to encourage dads out there, including myself, that it is never too late.
Never.
Because with God, we've got the majority. But we have to, again, where's our trust?
Yeah, and we have to step up and take responsibility and put our faith into action.
Amen.
You can't just say, oh, yeah, I believe in God. You've got to actually live it out.
Yeah.
I heard a great leader say, it's good when you say, raise up a child in the way they should go. And the scripture finish is, and when they're old, they shall not depart from it. He said, here's the way I would say it. Raise up a child in the way they should go, and parents, make sure you're walking it as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's it, because they're always looking to see, okay, what are mom and dad doing? How
that's
are they
so
walking
true.
It out?
Yeah, and they'll do more of what they're modeled, Bill, than what they're told.
Exactly. Well, again, let this be an encouragement. You know, we know father wounds are there. Look at God knew they were there. That's what, because if they weren't there, you know, Jesus would have been irrelevant.
That's true.
And unnecessary, sadly.
Yeah.
But we know better.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it sure is.
We can confess, you know, confess to one another, pray for one another that that God would heal us.
Yeah, and God can heal anything in your life,
right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Whoever may be listening, He can heal anything and make you a brand new creation. And so I would say, if anybody feels like they may have experienced father wounds, Bill, they could find the book easily.
Yeah.
Just go to Bob Record with two C's, bobrecord.com, and they can get the downloadable self-assessment tool. See, does it seem like there may be some other wounds in my life? And if so, The book is all very focused on simple steps, practical application of how you can change the direction of your life.
Amen. Ending. That's what we want to do. We want to end the cycle of father wounds. Okay? Let's do that. Let's be intentional. Let's commit to this. Get your hands on the book and be blessed and be the difference for your child and your family. Bob Record, thank you for being with us.
It's great, Bill.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to go.